Well, hello, Dr. Tarr. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Head.
It's
Doctor, sorry, should have used the professional term, sorry.
okay. I'm Montag now, so
Montag, sorry.
it's all right.
Montag Head. Hey, wait a second. That's not gadfly and feather.
No, I didn't know if they were going to show up or not. I'm going to change.
Who, feather and gadfly?
Yeah, I'm
No.
not sure if they were coming.
I was talking to him last night, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I know Sizzlin'
And
Bacon said he was going to come, and my other friend Chris
yeah,
Scherer
I see he's
is
down
there.
there. Yep, I'm right here.
You got a oh, there's Professor Feather. Nice.
Oh, let me do my camera. I don't know why my camera's not showing up.
Yeah, you got a camera, Chris? There we go.
Oh,
Ah, oh, put it back. Put it back. Yeah, when Sizzlin' Bacon gets on, we
So
see
what?
him.
I'm
There was
sorry.
other one, my other co-host can't make it today, Chop Top. That would have been a little Cyclops movies reunion because Sizzlin' Bacon, well, you know, Al from the Monster Party Beach, and Chris was Cross-Eyed Larry in Monster Party Beach. And then Al was also in, he was the photographer in the Sorority Sisters versus Sasquatch, and he was one of the astronauts in Quest for Uranus. So Sizzlin' Bacon's
And
both.
we're some of the few people
The few that saw. That's right. That's right.
that It's not giving me any options other than that OBS camera. So something somewhere along the line got screwed up, and I don't know what.
Well, at least the beautiful people, we can still see them. Us.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Tar, we're checking out Tar's
Demand.
crotch. There we go.
Oh, I wanted that. Normally, I have to pay for that, but it's just
Right.
like.
Normally, I do too. So thank you.
Okay.
Only Tar's.
Where am I? Figure
Yeah.
out how
Makes you
to
feel better.
move.
I'll turn off my camera. No,
Yeah.
I like seeing
I
people.
know
It's nice.
it would make me feel better. I
Yeah,
know.
yeah.
So maybe I'll leave it on.
I
Yeah,
say the same thing to my mirror every morning.
going to say, seeing your crotch, Tar, I feel like I am paying.
gonna pay for a long time for
Yeah. You pay long time.
that. Yeah, Chris has got made some excellent masks. Really awesome. You got anything to show us?
What do I got right next to me here?
In the big city.
Same thing.
Okay. Well, you've never looked better. I can say that. But
That's true. That's true.
that's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I
How about
said.
this classic reference?
That's cool.
Oh.
Keeps disappearing.
What in front of
Oh,
you?
keep this with me.
Oh, there you
There you
go.
go.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's
Very,
awesome.
very
I
nice.
like that. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's what's his name from The Thing?
Yeah.
Or his head at least.
Norris.
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 You should make a
I make all
spider.
sorts of.
Make a crawling spider head. That would be awesome. They
Well,
should
that's what
make
he is.
that. They should make a remote control of that.
Oh,
That
I know.
would be great. That
That's,
would
I'm not
be.
the only one that thinks it would be really cool to make toys out of the most bizarre things.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do our fantastic intro and then we'll get into it. That's
Howdy, this is David Sanchez, and you are listening to and/or watching Heavy Metal Horror Roar.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always. And you are watching and listening to Heavy Metal
Metal Horror.
Oh, kiddies, we've got a huge show tonight. We've got a lot of celebrity guests here with us. That's right. We've got Chris Scherer, who
Hello
makes
there.
masks and is a Cyclops movie alum going back to Monster of Party Beach. And we've got Unsane Radio, Dr. Tar, Professor Feather, Midnight Gadfly, and Sizzlin' Bacon, Unsane Radio. This is the first true cross-pollinization that we've
Hello.
had of our shows. I feel so dirty. Where's my sock? Guys,
Well,
welcome to
behave.
Heavy Metal Horror.
Wow.
Thank
Well,
you.
Thank you. Worries. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
I was just devouring a piece of pizza, but thank you very much.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Someone's going to pay extra money for this episode. They're going to watch you just eat that pizza.
They're a munchie.
Yeah.
Montag, I just want to point out that you cross over to Unsane Radio every episode.
That's true. That's true. I've been crossing a lot.
It's about time you reciprocated. So.
That's right. Dude, well, we've let you on for 3 years. Maybe we should let us on for an episode. Yeah. Well, today we're going to talk about horror on the small screen, our favorite horror TV shows and TV movies. And, you know, because we're all monster kids, we've all grown up with a lot of these things. And I thought it'd be a lot of fun to kind of talk about that. So I'll just begin with some of, like, one of my earliest memories of childhood probably goes back to watching The Night Gallery. And Rod Serling's show, very, very much like a horror version of The Twilight Zone. And The Sign-On just scared the shit out of me. The creepy camera angles and like the close-ups and the music. I mean, I was like 4 years old and I'm watching, you know, five. And it was just like, fuck, this is kind of creepy.
No, it is creepy. I was a little older and still, you know, if you're falling asleep kind of late at night and that imagery came up, it's like you had to turn it off or roll over or whatever. But hey, yeah, that was, yeah. It was kind of creepy. The old men or the old people.
Mm-hmm.
All those old people.
Hey, well, watch they it, were. Dear.
No. Speaking as an old person, it was.
I was going to say, so. I think we're all pretty old.
Yeah. You're old. Jeez, you're old. You're all just so damn old. That's why I don't have my picture on because, you know, I just.
You want to make us feel bad for how old we look.
That's right. That's right. Yes. I would really, you know, I'd just make y'all look so bad because I look so young and virile. Okay,
yes.
Maybe not virile. Viral,
viral. You had me until you got to viral.
Viral?
Right. Viral?
Viral? Viral. There we go. But you talk about, speaking of age, you know, my TV history goes way back before your guys.
Yeah.
So I go back into like, The show that scared me the most was One Step Beyond. Do you remember that show? Yeah. It was just scary. I mean, I would watch it and just, but I watched a few episodes recently and I figured out why it was so scary. It wasn't really the show. It was the music. It has some of the weirdest, oddest music going. And I think that's what set the tone, you know, for the eeriness of the show. And the show was pretty eerie.
And they played it so straight, though, too. It was great. And he was the director, what, John Newman? Or what was his name?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Was he the director?
I
know he's the narrator, the you know.
I thought he directed, or at least maybe he directed a few.
He could have. I don't. I really don't know.
Anyway.
Especially at that time, I didn't care.
That's interesting that you guys say that about the music being the one thing that seemed to scare you the most when you were kids. Oh, yeah. Because when I was a kid, the one thing that terrified you as a child was that theme from Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't.
That was a good theme.
But when that came on, you're like, shit, oh, it's going to be people that, you know, got away with it.
I'm on a milk carton. No.
That's what I was thinking. It's like every time you hear it, another child's gone.
You're always looking at that milk carton to see if it's you that's missing.
Twice.
But, yeah. But yeah, the music is so important, you know, because another show, this is probably even right around that time or a little bit later, maybe by the time I was seven, Kolchak the Night Stalker, which has such a great like sign on that music. But Kolchak, I remember watching the second or third episode Zombie, and the scene where Kolchak is in the grave, you know, the car, cemetery car graveyard, and he finds the zombie, and he's pours a salt in his mouth and he's getting ready to sew him up. And then his eyes open up and we all screamed. I mean, we just, all of us just screamed out loud.
That's some good ones. Hey.
Yeah. And I watch it through probably once a year. I will put it on in the background while I'm
working. I like the one that it was like that, it was a demon like thing, but it was like it appeared as the person you trusted or loved the most.
Oh, the Rakshasa.
Yeah,
Horror in the Heights.
I like that. I thought that was fun. I thought that was a good one. There's some fun ones I like.
It holds up too, because when my son was about 7 or 8, I introduced him to him, and he became obsessed with them. He would watch them over and over and over. And I forgot how good they were with the dialogue and stuff. There's the one
because of what's his name,
Darren McGavin.
Yeah,
and David Chase. That's one of his first productions.
David Chase. Yeah,
and he did a lot of the writing. Yeah, that's right. But my favorite scene with him and his boss is when you see them start arguing and the train goes by. So you don't hear any of the argument. And then the train's done and he goes, and that's that. Or something like that, you know. And I'm like, that's
that was good. I remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like Darren McGavin. He, you know, it just didn't. Yeah. He did an early TV show, Mike Hammer. it was like a half hour TV show. I think that was the first TV show he ever did. And that's kind of what got me into the whole detective genre, because I like Darren McGavin's acting so well. I went back and watched a couple of them too, and they're good, but you can't do anything in a half hour, especially for something dramatic like that. Yeah.
One long serial. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one for me was Outer Limits.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That was a groundbreaker, you know.
Dark Shadows.
The beginning of it is so great. You know, when they, you know, we are in control. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Was that, whole thing. Was that a contemporary of the Twilight Zone, or was it a little earlier in it?
No, that was after. It was like,
it was a little after.
Okay. Yeah.
60s, mid
60s. It's similar in
mid 60s,
but it's very different also in its how it feels. Its approach to science fiction. And I love the one that you see that
I
the
like
picture always the ant
totally
with the human
straight.
Face, you know, like the ant with the, you know, like that's the one that stands out as one of those iconic, creepy.
Is that the one images. With Agnes Moorehead? Wasn't she the
no,
star?
No, that's the
that
Twilight
one?
Zone that's, one.
Oh, that's the was that the Twilight Zone one?
Yeah, yeah. And
oh, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, with the
astronauts or U.S. astronauts or
yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Twilight Zone though was another one that was just. So good, you know, look forward to that one every week.
Yeah,
they shifted, they were more towards fantasy than, you know,
fantasy science fiction, but like
science fiction,
not, they had less hard science fiction and more like
what's the one with
like Bradbury type of science fiction. It's more human centered and soft sci-fi as opposed to like Arthur Clarke, you know.
The one that got me the most was always the airplane one with William Shatner and that troll on the wing.
Yeah.
The fuzzy lumpkin thing out there.
Yeah.
The fuzzy lumpkin thing. But see, like when I was a kid, I remember seeing the, when they did it for the film, the John Lithgow version. Yeah. And that one creeped me out. Cause it was like a demonic gremlin. And then I saw the original one and I'm like, wait, it's an Ewok. But still,
it's Chaka from Land of the Lost.
Chaka. Yeah, right.
And it has, did you ever get a good look at the face? It has the weirdest fucking lips. It's just like it has like duck lips or whatever going on.
Yeah, it's like a donut.
Only thing I can say about that is Tar and Feather did a Tar actually did a nice picture of Shatner looking out the window and Tar and Feather are out on the wing. Nice. He's got that look. I like that.
It's like, oh God, not again.
Tar!
No, every time I ride an airplane and I hear a noise, I'm always peeking out the window looking for some space gremlin.
I'm not. I'm looking for an engine falling.
I like
off.
That episode, though. He was in another one about the, in the diner with the little devil thing that was told fortunes or something.
Yeah.
Which was kind of interesting. That was going to that one, both of those really go to show how he overacted when he got into Star Trek. Yeah.
He did an Outer Limits episode too. Where he's the astronaut that comes back from Venus.
Yeah.
You can't get warm.
That's right.
He has visions of that whatever that floating thing in the Venus atmosphere or whatever it was. Which was kind of interesting.
Shatner's been around. He's been around for, he was early on, you know, in the 50s. He was in, what was that other? Oh, he did a pilot for Nero Wolfe. and he played Archie Goodwin. It was like a, there again, really? It was a half an hour show. I don't think they did very many episodes. I don't even think they did a whole season. But that
what
was like
year
in
was
the
that?
50s. You know, late 50s, early 60s. Yeah, he was, Shatner was very young.
What's that movie that Shatner's in where he's like a racist that stirs up the town and gets it? Oh, fuck. I think it's not a Corman movie, but maybe it is. I don't know. The Intruder? Is that what I'm thinking of? It's like 1962 or something like that. Fuck. It's like at the height of the racial stuff. And he's in this movie I'll look it up. But,
Well, I think with most of us, you know, some of my earliest horror movies I remember seeing on TV was because of the horror hosts we had, you know, late night in the Cleveland area, and the Ghoul, Houlihan,
or
Big
sometimes
Chuck,
in the
and
afternoon,
Superhost. Yeah, or Saturday afternoons with Superhost, yeah, where he showed Superhost. More like monster movies, like Gamera, Godzilla, a lot of kaiju. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the Ghoul would always show more the purient 60s and 70s kind of like
your trash stuff.
Yeah, trash stuff, and Houlihan and Big Chuck would, you know, they did showed a mixture of classics.
They do
and
a
garbage.
Mix, yeah,
yeah, you know, and. That's kind of really.
Sir Graves did the classic one, so.
Yeah. Mostly. We all grew up with the horror host because that's what Tar and Feather, you guys are horror hosts. I mean, that's really was your inspiration as well, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, we're horror hosts. Huh?
Yeah.
And there again, you know, I can show my age because I go back way, way back. I watched Goulardi, and I watched my original horror host, the first one. Was in 1957, and that's when Universal released their package,
package.
It was at Selwyn out of Indianapolis, and that's where I was 7 years old. I saw Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman, the Mummy, the Invisible Man, all of the early Universal that package that they released. Yeah, all the classic stuff. 7 years old, watching that stuff.
And where that was out of
Indianapolis. He was out of Indianapolis. Yeah. Yes.
See, it's interesting. I do a lot of the circuit with the haunted community. So people that do haunted houses and stuff and haunted attractions, and a lot of people from different parts of the nation never had those horror hosts like we had in like Ohio, Indiana, New York, Pennsylvania. So I'm telling them how, like, I would watch Saturday morning cartoons and then, like, you know, like some Hammer film would come on and I'd watch that or some, you know, be like, this is great. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you didn't have those?
Yeah. Ohio is probably the biggest horror host. Yeah. As the most horror hosts, I think, of anybody.
Yeah.
New York is second.
And astronauts.
Detroit, there's a big area. Detroit, Cleveland community, Ohio, you know, in the southern Ohio. Right. We grew up very fortunate in the time that we did, you know.
And who was the other one? California? Is that the other place that had?
Yeah, California had a few. That's for,
yeah.
New York or something. New York had we had the most.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Zachary and.
We have the most haunted attractions in the nation. Ohio does.
Oh, really?
Ohio does?
Yeah. It's like 191 haunted houses.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's cool.
How many of them
I
are
never
good?
Knew that.
Oh, well, know. Maybe about five.
How many are good, though?
Five. Excellent. Those are all in the same strip mall, like a big strip mall of good haunted houses. Right? Yeah, like going to Monroe.
That was my, you know, we're talking about TV, that was my introduction to, you know, all the movies, the real movies, was through TV most generally. I mean, I went to the theater when I started about 8 years old. I started going to the theater and watching movies, you know, and seeing a lot of horror movies and science fiction movies. But and like you said, and I was fortunate enough to live in different areas to see different horror hosts. I lived in Florida in 1962, and the horror host was out of Miami called M.T. Graves. He kind of looked like what's his name from New Orleans?
Baron Samedi?
Morgus.
Baron Samedi, yeah.
He looked kind of like Morgus, had the teeth, you know, the kind of the buck teeth. But I remember watching him for like a summer when I was in Florida, because then that was in 1962, which was the year of the big fiasco with Cuba. And come in late October, my dad, we lived in Indiana. My dad said, we're leaving because we're watching all these convoys of troops and stuff coming down. My dad goes, Florida's the first to go. He said, we'll go to Ohio where we'll at least have a, or to Indiana where we'll at least have a chance. And my mom said, and he wanted to leave on the last day of November, and my mom, or last day of October. And my, my mom said, no, well, I'm going to take the kids out for Halloween, trick or treat. And my dad goes, she goes, no, we're going to do that no matter what. If it happens, it happens. And at least we're having fun.
Yep.
Thought that was pretty good. But the next day, man, we were gone. We were gone back to
Indiana. And you have not written a story about this. Seriously.
Oh, they did. What was that movie? Tar?
No, your what version. What was that
movie with?
Matinee?
Yeah.
Matinee.
Matinee. Well, that was almost my history, you know, because that was us kind of, we didn't go into the, you know, but that's I love that movie.
But what you're saying about like crazy
times.
Can we even find that movie?
Yeah, hold on, Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
When I was a kid, I only had like three channels, right? I had Channel 43.
Yep.
Channel 19, WOIO, Shaker Heights, Cleveland. And maybe Channel 5, ABC. But I just remember my introduction to all the monsters. There was this thing. It must have been 1986. And it was a week of It's Not Easy Being Green. And it was WOIO, Channel 19. And they were just showing different monster shows, movies about how hard it is being green. And that was my first time I ever saw Godzilla 1985 or 84. And that was it. That was it for me. That's what. And Swamp
being
Thing
a nerd,
was
though,
there.
He wasn't green. He was charcoal color.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
How do you know?
But I just remember the host was Kermit the Frog.
Nice.
Kermit.
Yeah. The only time he was green was on the cover of the Marvel comic book, or in the Marvel comic book, and then in the first
Hanna-Barbera,
the first Polar Lights.
Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hanna-Barbera came out in the 80s.
Green.
No, and the model kit that came out, the Aurora model kit in the 70s, yeah, was green plastic with gold.
I had a problem
parts
with that when that came. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had that.
I mean,
yeah.
I did like the glow of the dark stuff, but
well, so there's a real geek statement. I had a problem with that.
No, right?
Chris?
Not at the time.
Yeah, we didn't have enough money to buy VHS, so all my movies that I rewatched were all recorded off Channel 19.
Oh, yeah.
Of different shows and all sorts of stuff like that. That was the first time I saw The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing, all was on these, you know, Big Chuck, Little John, and it's like
all the good stuff was probably cut out. What when you finally saw the real cut, like, oh my god, I didn't see that before.
I don't remember that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I saw the first strobe light I ever saw was on Big Chuck and Houlihan. They came out and, you know, said, hey, look at this. This is cool. And, you know, they turned all the lights off and turned that, and they're dancing, you know. I thought, oh, that's so cool.
I don't remember that. I had a seizure.
And then that's when your fondness for the pencil taste of pencils started, right? Give me some extra graphite.
It was because of watching that particular Godzilla movie that I suddenly had a passion that the monsters were the good guys. Because at the end, when he falls in the volcano and it's that super sad monologue, I'm like, no, the monsters are the good guys. And ever since then, it just led me down this path of monsters. Just I want more monsters, and they need to be free.
Yeah.
Cage-free.
That was kind of the original theme of Gojira. Was he came back, you know, because he's, you know, nature, you know, is like, you know, nature is going to come back and take over.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's right. Yeah, and then you have the whole healthy dose of the atomic bomb and the Nagare and the flow of life being interrupted, and then the Kami, and there's a lot of Shinto imagery in the Godzilla
Oh
movies.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
Go ahead, man.
yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was gonna say another show we had, I think Tar, Dr. Tar had mentioned it earlier, Dark Shadows. That was like
Oh yeah.
I used to watch
Going
that
back to
when
the
I was a kid.
music, and
Yeah.
Spook and Me is music. That one did that. When I first heard that when I was little, when it first came on, that scared that stuck with me at night. Because I used to show it at night sometimes, and it was just I remember hearing that being upstairs and just creepy.
Really gothic. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. And
But I
Dark
go back
Shadows,
and
and
looked at
correct me if
that
I'm
lately.
wrong, that was
Oh,
the first vampire like show, right?
yeah, it was a gothic,
On TV,
yeah,
yeah.
soap opera. And that's when I
Yeah.
started watching it. I remember watching, because I that's the only reason why I watched it. I mean, I
Gotcha.
paid attention for the vampire to show up. Then when they brought in like a witch, there's like a werewolf, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. But it was mostly to see
And
the
a
vampire.
Frankenstein guy, yeah.
And I was like, I didn't give a shit about anything else. I was just sitting there waiting for the monsters to show up, yeah.
So that essentially would have been the
But the
grandfather of
first
everything
season
from like Buffy the
sucked. Oh
Vampire
my God.
Slayer and things like that that we had later.
Yeah, pretty
I would think
much.
so. Yeah.
Yeah.
A
I wouldn't go as
serialized,
far as Buffy,
yeah.
but yeah.
Yeah, it was like 1300
Well,
episodes or something.
something like I was in high school, actually junior high, I think, when that came on, and it was on at like 4 o'clock or 4:30 in
Yeah.
the afternoon. Just that we get home from school and turn that on.
Yeah.
The only reason I watched it, and I didn't watch it all the time because I thought it was so horrible, but the
It
reason I
was
watched
bad.
it was the one lady was an alcoholic, and because it was
Oh,
live,
the
and
doctor.
she was constantly flubbing her lines, and everybody else is trying to scramble to cover her, and this went on all the time. So I watch it just for the humor, waiting for her to fuck up. So, and that's the only, because I thought the show was, it was a soap opera,
It
it was,
was
just,
very
and,
much. That
yeah. But
was
that
Dan Curtis,
beautiful,
right? Yeah, Dan Curtis.
beautiful that, that concept, to bring a whole different, group of people in to kind of experience soap operas in a different way, in that horrific way, I guess.
Yeah. So she was the
Mm-hmm.
first Dudley Moore.
Yeah, really.
Nice. Sizzling Bacon, did you
They had
watch?
some other show on after that, but go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, ask Sizzling Bacon if he watched Dark Shadows when it was on when he was a kid. Oh, maybe he's not here. I see him.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
has. He's.
He's not said anything. Yeah.
He hasn't said anything the whole show,
Okay,
so he must
maybe.
be something must be wrong there.
Yeah. So,
He's probably over there yelling.
another show that, the last one that I have like set aside because the music really spoke was really creepy, and then just the kind of the premise of it, even though it's not a horror show, I remember being a little creeped out by In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy. And it, like when he would do like In Search Of Bigfoot, it would like and I'm he would describe, people would talk about hearing sounds, because we lived at the time out in the boonies in Vermilion, but it was out from the city, and we had a bunch of woods in our backyard. And then they would describe the sound or the smells, like sulfur. And there was one time I smelled sulfur outside. I'm like, oh my God, we got
Okay.
Bigfoot. Bigfoot's gonna come and like break into the house, because I'd
Not
seen
that there's a
Legend of
huge
Boggy
industrial
Creek.
complex over here, but
Yeah, I was like,
it's
so like, oh my God,
just
Bigfoot's gonna fucking kill us, Yeah,
there's
that show always kind of had that creepy, little bit of a creepy vibe, maybe because it looks so sweaty,
Oh,
'70s
by the way,
porn looking.
in Ohio, it's
Yeah,
Grassman.
it did.
Thank you.
70s porn looking.
Yes, it's like someone had
It did.
a
No, I remember one of those episodes being about called The Hide Behind, and it would eat loggers in Ohio. And what it would do is it would apparently always be behind you until you turned, and then and then it would take you away. And it always terrified me. I'm like, well, how do I know if it's there or not?
Right.
Well, I love that
Sounds
joke by Mitch
kind of
Hed.
pervy, but that's all right.
Yeah, that joke by Mitch Hedberg is great. It's one line. Bigfoot is blurry.
Yes.
Yes. Well, as we can
God, I love
see,
Mitch
that's
Hedberg.
It's true. Maybe he is. Maybe that's a true
Hedberg was
Scandinavian
amazing.
joke.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen that stabilized film, the Zapruder film of Bigfoot films.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's
Patterson.
yeah, Patterson film. Yeah, it is creepy. I mean that stuff scared me to death as a kid.
They did, yes. did a good job. They did a good job of faking it. They did a really good job. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Look.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's walking and it looks at you. I'm like, oh fuck. You know, okay.
Oh man.
Nightmare fuel right there. Yeah.
So do you think it's real or not? From that.
Totally.
I think it is.
It's totally real.
I do.
It's a piece of film. It's a piece of film. It's real.
A real piece of film.
Into a metal
real. It's a real.
It's real film. Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I know this is a whole thing, but like for someone who makes costumes and makes monsters, it looks really good for that time.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
that's why I said it's like, one of the best fakes I've ever seen. I thought it was great.
It does blow my mind every time I see that one. I'm like, because I've seen some frumpy Bigfoot before.
Sasquatch versus Sasquatch, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was half the budget, man. That thing cost me $100.
And I could still probably hear you.
Wait a minute, you had a movie that had $200 budget?
No, well that movie cost me that was about $180.
No.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, and
with a mega budget,
because I had to buy socks and T-shirts for the sorority girls. I had to buy suckers and a lot of fake blood.
And more socks for
socks
you.
For you, socks for you,
socks for me. Just the baby socks were for me.
yeah. Ooh, that's bad. That didn't sound good.
So, I know what I was saying. Yeah. So, oh no, don't take it that way.
Let's go with a more
size penis.
Let's go with a modern TV show or a more modern TV show that I really liked was American Horror Story.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were hit or miss. Yeah,
I liked
even the misses are pretty good though.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I really liked this. Was it second season with the asylum?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. That was so good.
Yeah.
That was my favorite season.
And so bizarre. Yeah.
And the other one, I liked the other one with the freak show.
Freak show is good.
Circus. Yeah. What I like that one.
Yeah, really it started well off too. Really well and bottomed in the middle and then had a strong finish.
Kind of came back
freak
up,
show. Yeah. I also loved Coven. I thought that was
really
fun. That was just had a little bit of humor.
Coven was
a
good one.
You know, baby gravy.
I don't think I saw that one. Which
can we all be quiet for a second? Sizzling Bacon, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are.
Oh, there we go. We hadn't heard anything out of you.
We were.
You can't see me either. So
yeah, right. With American Horror Story, I love that.
See your green Coven, I think, going back and forth.
Right, Coven, which was the witch.
Yeah, the witches
season was my favorite out of that show. That was my favorite season because you got Kathy Bates. That was the first season with her, and she's eating every piece.
And
of
her son masturbates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, and a lot. What I love is that they use a lot of the same actors season to season to season.
Yeah, they just change the story, but give you the same cast.
Yes, and I don't remember his name, the Lobster Boy. He was also
Evan Peters.
He's so fucking amazing, and everything that he's done.
Yeah,
his run as Jeffrey Dahmer in the Netflix series. Jesus fucking Christ, that is so disturbing and effective, and like no wonder you get every fucking accolade there is for that performance.
It's kind of fun that he kind of picks these bizarre roles. I mean, or at least,
he
gravitates to him.
It's because he's got Quicksilver money.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
You mentioned Buffy
American
the
horror film. Yeah, go ahead.
Vampires. I was going to say Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yeah. If you want to, I didn't. Yeah, I was moving on. I thought if you want to still talk about
Buffy
American
yeah.
Horror Story.
Either one. There are most of those. There's a. I love 1984 American Horror Story. I thought that was a really a fun one. And
that one I haven't got to yet.
Yeah, that's a great one. It's really fun. And then the one I did not like was it the one with the Antichrist? You know, just so fucking
in the
boring.
Bunker.
I'm like, he's worried about what these witches are doing. I'm like, you're the fucking Antichrist. You
just
know, you
zap
should.
Him with lightning.
Yeah, I'm like, really? That was just. It just went nowhere slowly. That was just painfully bad, you know, like the movie Frogs.
Oh, God.
But yeah,
I kind of like frogs just
oh
because.
no, it's so bad.
Oh,
It's so
geez.
bad.
Menacing images of lizards and frogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ed Ray Milland
The
in a
reptiles are going
wheelchair.
to kill me. Really? That snail's going to get me
I know, I
eventually.
know. I love it.
Death by
Well, they
snail.
ruined
It's
his
like,
birthday party,
can you,
so.
can we hurry this up?
Yeah. A cast of thousands of frogs.
But no,
Yeah.
another good honestly, my favorite vampire show was The Strain. I thought that
That
was
was a
a
really good
very,
show.
very
Yeah,
dark,
I didn't
very
see it.
dismal take. And the vampires were just so much more than just, "Ooh, I'm sexy. I'm gonna bite you now."
Yeah.
And we
I like, no, I did appreciate that they went back to it. Vampires are a monstrous
Yeah.
form. They're not
Yes.
the sexy things that are, yeah, the horse
Likewise,
sex and vampires are.
30 Days of Night did that too.
Very much
Yes.
so.
Yeah.
30
Yes.
Days of Night's amazing.
I
Yeah, I love
like
30
it
Days of
when
Night.
they keep vampires as monsters that they
Yeah.
are, and it's not.
But there was a scene
Well, that
that
was
like just
neat.
kind of really got me in that show, and it's because if you remember, the vampires were almost a hive mind.
Right.
Everyone's trying to leave New York, and the main vampire doesn't want them to, so he just makes all his minion vampires stand on the railroad track to gum up the train. And it's just like, man. And it was a brutal scene. I mean, like, we're talking hundreds of vampires getting run over, because eventually it'll slow it down.
Yeah, they're fucking vampires.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I was just like,
the vampires on the Strain were really cool too, because it's like they look normal, but they look normal and mainly due to the fact that they would put on so much caked makeup
yeah.
and things like that. And then like when the humans be around them long enough, it'd be like, remember the first Terminator? Dogs could figure out what was a human, what was a Terminator. So like when the people would be around the vampires too long, they would figure out, because the
Like, you
vampires
look weird.
age gracefully like they do in the sexy vampire shows. They're all ancient. They look 1,000 years old when they're not all glammed out. And then the cool thing, they had like this weird milky, I know we're gonna go ahead, get your jokes ready. But they had like some weird milky stuff that came out of their teeth, and it implanted worms. So they
It
didn't,
was
they
the
weren't
worm.
the vampire that
They
they
had
put on
RF
that.
Kennedyitis. Is that what they had? Brain worms?
Yeah. They kind of shot ringworms at them.
I'm a vampire
Oh, the
now.
water was clean. God damn it.
Right. Well, you know what I
These
see.
worms were good enough for the Potomac River. They're good enough for me.
I see another example of Matheson's I Am Legend.
Squirm.
You know, this is the Strain is I Am Legend. It
That's
just,
kind of yeah.
yeah,
I was thinking that
they
too.
just kind of continued this idea with this infectious kind of thing that makes the zombies or the vampires. But this is closest to the vampire thing. But it is a disease, just like in The Last of
Yeah.
Us. You know, it is like a fungal viral
Oh,
kind of
God,
thing,
yeah. Right, it's a
infection. You know,
virus.
yeah, and so we have that, and that's the more plausible. It makes perfect sense, though. I love what Matheson did in applying science to these myths. You know, I thought that was always really, really kind of good.
Yeah,
that's
talking
how
Matheson
Matheson
was a
was
good
about
writer.
that.
He was a good
Yeah.
writer.
Quartermass in the Pit. I that whole
That's one thing about The
concept
Last
of
of Us
that.
that I really like is the fact that that does happen in nature to a degree,
Yep.
and it's really freaky.
Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't take much for a jump for a fungus to,
No,
yeah.
not at all. Not at all.
If they wanted to.
So If they felt the need.
you mentioned Buffy.
Mushroom people.
Did you guys watch and like Buffy? Because when it was first on, I thought it was stupid. I mean, I just was having
Never got into
didn't.
that
No,
one.
I
It was a
didn't.
little too, whatever
But
for me.
later, when my son was of a certain age, he started watching it, and I started watching it with him, and I ended up getting into it. I'm like, oh, it's really
Yeah.
kind of like good dialogue glib that they get funny, they get serious, they do all kinds of cool stuff.
It was on extremely long, wasn't it? For, I mean,
7 years,
for a
maybe?
while.
Yeah,
What?
and
It was on for quite a while.
7 years, I think, and it was it maintained a pretty good consistency through the whole series, you know. And you know, once you, I think my least favorite part was when what's who's the love vampire of her, the guy that was in Bones.
Oh, they called Angel or whatever.
Angel.
Angel.
Yeah. The only good episode with him was when they were puppets, which was really cool.
But you know, that's interesting because I recall, you know, talking about just how, I don't know, just popped in my head. But do you remember how, like, right towards the end, the new millennium, there were a lot of shows on that were just dark?
Like X
Right
Files,
before
Millennium. Millennium was one of
X
those
Files,
shows.
Millennium, Brimstone. Do you remember that one? Where the guy hunted demons and he had to gouge their eyes out to send their souls back to hell.
Of
That was
course he
one.
did.
Nice.
It was great. And the guy who played the devil was a really good actor. He was in the movie Scrooged with Bill Murray. His last name's Glover, I think.
John Glover, he was
Danny?
Lex Luthor's dad on Smallville.
Yes,
Oh,
him.
right.
He was in Gremlins 2 as the owner of that big building. That guy.
I don't know.
He played Lucifer, and he was basically just, he would always show up to make sure the deals are getting done and this guy's doing his job. But I don't remember it lasting more than one season. I just remember it being very dark, and I remember Millennium being very dark.
I loved Millennium, the first season
I did
especially.
too.
Yeah, that first episode, this guy's burying, you know, serial killers, like abducting people and then burying them with their eyes and mouths shut. You know, I'm like, wow, that's fucking great. Like, finally a show for me. And I love Lance Henriksen anyway, but I especially love Frank Black, the character, and the fact that he's dealing with all this dark shit. That was the first profiler show, and his house is this bright, sunny, lemony yellow, you know, that shows it's outwardly bright, but inside it's so goddamn dark. But the story arc with his wife getting a kidnapped, and then Frank killing the guy who kidnapped her, and then her like not liking that. I'm like, that just fucking made me hate her. I'm like, wait a minute, he saved your life. Why are you mad he killed
Like
your
he doesn't have
abductor?
enough shit on his shoulders, and you're gonna do
Yeah, like that's
it.
no, that's not right. And then the third season, Chris Carter caved into the critics who were like, it's just too dark. And then they started trying to make it funny, and it failed. It just, except for the one episode that I liked that season, because it's not a good season, the episode where Frank's at the diner and there's demons inside. There's people who look like people, but then he can see that they're demons. And these demons are just talking. So it's a non-action piece. It's a lot of dialogue, but it's kind of a funny one. But
It's three old men,
otherwise,
isn't
yeah, they're just sitting there in the diner all talking. But they're all three demons, and Frank can see that they're demons. Yeah. But yeah, I loved I and then the X Files was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the X Files too. All the conspiracy stuff. You know, and
Until
I
they got to the virus and all that stuff, I kind of lost
I
it.
think
But
they don't think I
I
don't think
liked
they
it
knew what they
better when
wanted
they
to
were
do with it.
jumping around. I liked it better when they were doing that.
I
Well, they
was
had the
never an
blue lines.
X Files fan.
Me,
Never
I never
liked
got
it.
into it. I just didn't have bandwidth when it
Yeah.
was a thing, and by the time I had bandwidth, it was just it was too far gone.
Well, I remember they had the through line stories that would continue it through the seasons, but then what I really loved about X Files is they'd occasionally have like Monster of the Week episodes.
Those are the ones I liked.
Those were the ones like the Fluke Man living in the sewer, who's
What
like
was
an
the
evil
black and
man.
white? What was the black and white
But
one
you know what really freaked
with the
me out was the one with
Frankenstein
the
theme?
inbred family, and then
Yeah.
they find the mom underneath the bed that she's like no arms, no legs, or oh fuck yeah, it was yeah that was, and she's screaming when they pull her out. Oh, that creeped me out. That was that. I
Those were
think
good.
they yanked that episode really quick too. It wasn't on very long.
Yeah, I like the funny episodes. Like whenever they put a bunch of a sense of humor into
The
it, you
Lone
know.
Gunman.
But yeah, those
The
were
Men in
my favorite
Black.
ones.
The one with the Men in Black. Oh,
They really, because it was
that
really dark humor. And it was
Yeah.
great.
Well, there's the
Jesse
one where the guy
Ventura
says,
and Pat Sajak.
I didn't play Dungeons and Dragons all this time and not learn something about bravery or something like that. You know, I'm like, and I still use that line badly. 'Cause it's
I
like,
like
oh my God,
the
it's so fantastic, you know? It's
one.
like, I'm a man in my imagination.
That's right. Man
But
imagination, yes.
The episode with the it actually is aliens from Hollow Earth that it was like a comedy one. Everybody's like trying to their interpretation of a incident, and they're in, they become the Men in Black. Do you guys
Well,
read?
there's the one that they do with Luke Wilson, where what is it, Scully? Is that her name? She's all like doe-eyed for him. She's like, because she thinks he's just so handsome. He's like some sort of like sheriff or something like that.
Is that the one where he's like emitting like some kind of pheromone to all these women? And
I don't remember the whole thing. I just
there was some,
remember finding it funny
some
that
weird one.
Scully was smitten because she's always so like just kind of
Schmitten.
detached and cold. Did anybody ever watch the TV show? It was a comedy. I think it was only on for a couple of years, called Reaper.
Why does that
Reaper
sound familiar?
does not sound familiar.
It is good. Hang on.
Was that
I'm
the
trying
one
to think.
about death and the different deaths?
No, it has Ray Wise in it. He plays the devil, and his son has to collect these people who've escaped from hell. And he gets his assignment by going to the BMV. So there's a, because everybody at the BMV is actually demons.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, so he goes there and he gets the assignment. And then he gets a different thing in a box to collect the demon. So like one time it's a sweeper or whatever, you know, one of those handheld sweepers. It's pretty good. I was pretty impressed with it. Is any nobody seen it? Oh,
Not familiar with that
No.
one.
No, it does
Yeah, if
not
you get
sound
it,
familiar.
yeah, it's half hour comedy. It's, you know, and it's
What's
a
this
lot of,
on?
I don't know if it was from 2000 and, oh man, when was it? 2007. It was the first time I saw Tyler Labine. And then, you know, you'd recognize like Rick Gonzalez from it. Everybody went on to do, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff. I think Kevin Smith was in it as a guest appearance. And
You know what horror show got me a lot as a kid, and I forgot about this, just thought of it. Friday the 13th, the series.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
You remember
Yeah,
that one?
I
Was
do.
that the
I
one?
had a thing for the redhead.
Was that the one where it was
Of
like
course you did.
enchanted
Yeah,
objects, basically?
it was like they had a museum or like a storage area with all these haunted relics and kind of things, and that's what was their job to kind of keep them safe.
Get the relics
Yeah,
back or something like
yeah,
that,
keep
wasn't
them
it?
and keep them safe from being used. Right. They're,
I remember there
yeah.
was a blanket that you, whenever you dreamed, would happen. And it was like this Amish guy and or something. And, you know, since he was Amish, he was all uptight. But then in his dreams, he wanted to do all this crazy shit, you know, and he did. There was another one where it was like a bed with like the top. And if you slept in it, it would like squish you.
Nice.
There's
A pressure
that's kind
matic
of funny. There's
mattress.
been a couple of movies about that, about
Yeah.
killer beds. That's good. Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
Like in Step Brothers when they build the bunk beds,
Yeah.
it just
They have
collapses
room for
on
so many more
themselves.
activities.
So many more
Yeah.
activities.
Yeah.
Well, those kind of horromedies, that's a really fun genre. There's a lot of horror comedies.
Horromedies. I like that.
Like what we
Horromedies.
do in the
I could be
shadows
all
and
Yeah,
sorts of
What We
mess.
Do in the Shadows is one of those. It's that is just tremendous. I love that show.
Yes.
And
That is so good.
Who's
We and
the
fucking
guy
guys.
we have superb owl parties every year now because that's, you know, we saw the episode. I'm like, oh, why have we not done that? So yeah, it is such a brilliantly
Oh,
the
it's
one where he's
great.
they didn't make him a vampire and he was so disappointed, but they're like flying him around the room like he could fly, and they're holding him up and like, oh, look at him, he's flying. And it's like, anyway, it was so stupid, but it made me laugh.
Yeah, because you like the silliness of the characters,
Gilmore.
you know,
Yeah,
they're
just the whole
funny.
show.
It is the premise of it. It's great. I love that concept of, you know, here's a documentary crew, you know, and
And
I
the very
just
first one when they had the Nosferatu type thousand-year-old vampire or whatever he was, and just
Guillermo opens the door or something and, and blasts him with the sunlight.
Sunlight and burns him. Yeah, just like
immediately.
Peter, they called him Peter.
Right, Peter. Right, right.
Well, he petered out.
What was the one? I didn't have it written on my list. It was. It's a about a sheriff in a small town where there's witchcraft. It's the sheriff is played by the guy who was in he was in the medical comedy Scrubs. He was the
Stand the Against Evil.
Stand Against Stand Evil. Against yes. Evil, yeah. Oh my God, that was such a fun show.
That's a good
show. Yes. You're right. I didn't want
very
to like
manic,
it.
Thought, very Evil Dead type manic.
Oh, energy. It was very much. But I didn't watch it at first because of that. But then I started watching it, and it did get its own rhythm going. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It was a little different. Well, but yeah, essentially that's what it is.
What's the one Kevin Bacon has one out? What, The Bondsman?
Yeah.
Oh, the Bondsman. That just,
that's what I was thinking about that one too. And it was just like, I started watching that. And I don't know. Have you watched very much of it?
I haven't tried to watch it yet. It's in my queue. I've been doing a thing where
I've seen
a movie
that
a day.
So much so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like a resurrected bounty hunter, basically.
Yeah.
You know, how many times have you seen that?
Yeah, but not with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, but it wasn't the Baconator.
Yeah, right. And I was thinking the term horomedy could mean a couple of things.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
It depends on if P. Diddy's involved or not. You know? That's right. We're gonna have a freak off.
More oil.
Yeah. Any of you guys watch Channel Zero, Candle Cove? Did you guys ever see Channel Zero?
Is that the one with the teeth?
Yes, the teeth, the tooth monster.
The tooth monster? That thing was gross.
It was so fucking creepy.
It really was.
It was a human, Zero. A human completely made of teeth and would go steal teeth from children. Like, really creepy.
I mean, like the Tooth Fairy or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
But it was just gross.
Yeah. Well, Candle Cove's the name of the like the TV show. There's a little bit of like there's a TV show that comes on, and it's a really bizarre TV show, and it makes people like make some of the kids like kill one another. I mean, it's a very Stephen King kind of thing. But that concept of a horror show called Candle Cove, I actually made a reference to that. It's in my cozy. Where I have Adventure Cove. You know, Mrs. Montag knew him right away what I was doing. But I'm like, no, that's just for me. I want to have some little horror.
That's as cool as Pirate's little Cove, too.
Well, right, right.
I'm surprised nobody's mentioned Supernatural yet, the TV show.
I've only watched two episodes of that.
I never watched it. I didn't have bandwidth and never got into.
Well, my son started watching it. Again, he would be watching it and he would binge because it was on for freaking 20 years. Yeah, something like that. So he was watching it, and it was really campy and funny. So they would, you know, it was kind of like a Buffy-esque kind of thing. And it had Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he's played the most dead dads in all TV and movies. Yeah. He does. He dies in so he was the dead dad in what was that that show that had Mary Louise Parker or whatever.
Weeds.
Yeah, he was the dead dad in Weeds. You know,
he was the dead dad in Watchmen.
Yep, the Watchmen. technically, yeah, he was on. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. But anyway, Supernatural was pretty funny. I would just catch bits and pieces of it, and then I would talk to people. You'd mention it, and they'd be like, "Oh, it's my greatest show ever," you know. And so, but there's just so much of it. How can you dig into that and be like, "I'm going to watch 15 years of TV."
Do you remember an anthology show that came out probably in like 2010 called The Masters of Horror?
Yes.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Yes, I
do.
Yep. All those like good. Famous,
definitely
famous directors.
R-rated. Yeah.
Famous
flawed,
directors.
But it was,
yes.
It was good stuff. It was some
there
good.
Was one called Pelts. That I don't know who did it. I think it was someone like Dario Argento or someone really famous.
Wasn't it? Which one did Joe Dante do?
No, maybe it was Joe. It was Joe Dante probably who did it.
I think. Yeah.
It's the one about the raccoons that they skinned them, but they were magical raccoons, and it because if you touched the pelt, it would make you like Well, the one guy puts his own head in a bear trap. Another guy stitches her mouth shut and her nose so she can't breathe. I just remember that one being off the hook.
Mm-hmm. No, I have to go back and look for that one. I've never
seen that. Would be a good counterpoint to watch with hundreds of beavers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
That's a horror-omedy.
It's a horror-omedy.
Yes.
No, that's just a comedy. Sorry.
Well, the funny thing was, is when the raccoons would, like, enchant you, when you'd get enchanted and you're starting to kill yourself, the music was like this Peter Pan happy, like, la, 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 as you, like, shove person like, in a blender. Yeah.
Like Halloween 3.
Halloween 3.
I like Halloween 3, by the way. Thank you.
I do if it weren't called Halloween 3. If it just had another title, it was a good movie.
I get it. I totally get it.
Yep, Season of the Witch.
Season of the Witch would have been fine.
Much better.
Trying to capitalize on the Halloween theme.
Well, and that's not even what it was. John Carpenter never intended Halloween to be this series. He wanted it to be like an anthology where each movie was supposed to be different.
He didn't even want to call it that.
Under the banner of Halloween.
Under the banner of Halloween. But he's like the fans were not having it.
Nope.
But I do like that. But there again, that's kind of a merging of that science and the supernatural there and trying to influence I thought that was kind of
chips
fun.
Of Stonehenge in a computer chip, chips and chips, you know, it's
and then they actually steal the Stonehenge and bring it here somehow. I thought that was great, but
Professor Feather and I went to see that in the theater, and we both I think the whole audience groaned when what's his face throws the mask up over the camera while his hands are tied behind the chair. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, come on.
I'm practicing.
Do better.
It's like watching Deadly Friend. The basketball scene is my favorite one. Oh, I could watch that 1,000 times. That's just so good. But it's still terrible. You can see her trying not to laugh. Like, oh, my God.
The lasagna against the
wall.
Now,
did you guys catch the first season of, I think it's called, it was True Crime. What was it called? It was the one with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah.
True Detective.
True Detective. True Detective. The first episode about season about the Yellow King.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That was some classic.
Yeah, very good.
And there's actually a lot of horror element in that first season of True Detective, but also in the latest season, the Jodie Foster season.
Yes.
Are the only two seasons that actually directly interact. The other two seasons were anthology in between, but the newest season connected back to the first season, and that's kind of a horror story.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the Yellow King goes back to Ambrose Bierce, I believe, and the ancient play that would drive you mad.
Yeah,
but then it was also elaborated on by H.P. Lovecraft and kind of harkened into his Cthulhu mythos as one of the old ones.
I'm tapping out. I'm like, what? That's good. It's good.
It's interesting. I mean, but the way they write it, you don't know. It's like, you're like, is this guy some ancient deity is he being influenced or is he just crazy? And even now when I've watched it, it's like they did it so well, you kind of don't know.
I don't mean to. I guess that's more of a movie. Sorry. Forget it.
The last season of True Detective was great, and I love it because Jodie Foster is just kind of an asshole, you know.
That season.
So you know, and you know, they don't try to play it down or you know any of that kind of stuff, which is really
everybody
good.
In town hates her guts.
Yep.
Nice.
Isn't it a shorter,
the least popular person in town?
Yeah. Isn't it a shorter season too? Like, isn't there? I can't remember.
They only gave the new season 8, where they had given the other ones 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was fine, though. They didn't need more.
Jodie Foster, there. Has anybody seen the little girl who lives down the lane?
Yes.
Oh, God, forever ago. I know where you're going, though.
I'm just bringing it back home here. Just bringing it back home.
Yeah, so.
Wasn't Martin Sheen in it, too? Wasn't he like the
Martin Sheen? Yeah.
Yeah, the creepy 30-year-old guy.
Right. Yeah.
So nobody's mentioned The Walking Dead yet.
Well, I was just getting ready to. It's on my
I
list.
figured it'd be saying that one
Yeah,
to the
Walking
end.
Dead. How many of you guys were watchers or watched all of it or
Oh,
part of it?
I was for a
me
while.
for a
Yeah, for a
while.
while.
If you could see me now, you'd see I'm puking.
Oh.
That show is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Total, total.
Well,
I watched 10 minutes, I think, of the first episode, and said, I'll not watch anymore. This is just total crap. And it, I yeah, that and what I think, Gadfly, you read the comic book?
No, I never read the comic book.
Yeah.
That's not true. I read the first trade paperback because Tony Moore drew the
Was that?
comic book. And when they
Oh,
switched,
okay.
yeah,
No,
when
I'm
they
sorry.
switched.
I just
Yeah.
found it. I just found it totally bad writing.
Ah, what happened?
Yeah, what's going
What
on?
happened? Oh.
Someone was trying to load something. That's weird.
Looked like it, yeah.
Oh, it might have
Yeah.
been me because
But
I raised my hand.
oh.
What I would recommend,
Yeah.
I lost interest pretty quickly with the Walking Dead, just because it was too plodding and too
Well,
soap
you guys
opera-y.
don't like
Same.
zombies to begin
Well,
with.
I don't mind
So.
zombies because here they just did the series where they had Daryl and then they had Dead City, and I thought those were great.
Yep. Right.
Sending Daryl over to France,
France.
which was really cool, and then
The Rick and Michonne
Rick and
series.
Michonne, yep, was really
Yeah,
good, and then
Liv.
they were
Aren't
less.
Negan and what's her name in New York?
Yep, it was Dead
Yeah,
City, wasn't
Negan
it?
and Maggie. That show's great.
Yeah,
I heard that
but
one was very good. Yeah.
it's a lot
Second
less
season of that
soap
one just
opera.
started.
Lot less soap opera-y,
Yeah.
Well, I know the season at Herschel's farm was purely economical because they had
Yep.
no money. They're like, well, we
Right.
can't do anything, so let's how about we stay at this farm for a year? All right, and that's got a little draggy. But
Yeah.
I stopped with the Negan storyline because I was reading the comic books before it came out. And so I liked how it wove the comic book and the series wove back and forth, And
Yeah.
so it still kept it kind of fresh. But the when they started doing Negan, how they dealt with that, it quickly changing how the characters were, and like Carol, like, wait a minute, we're not even recognizable anymore.
No.
It was just there was a quick change, and I'm like, no, I'm done. And I never went back to it. And that's like, nope, they lost me. But,
Yeah, mine happened even quicker than that. I think I made it maybe three seasons
yeah.
through, and I think I was done with it. But I really like those new ones that they're doing. Again, they feel much different. I mean, I will say that Greg Nicotero's makeup work is amazing. I think, the stuff that he does
On the
really
scale,
sells.
that it would have to be.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and the way that, yeah, it really sells it for zombies, but it's just it just.
Now, another anthology. I know this is more science fiction, but there were aspects of horror to it. Have any of you guys watched Love, Death, Robots?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. Oh
fuck yeah.
yeah.
Oh man,
Oh fuck
my
yes.
We've done a couple
beyond.
episodes on that. Yeah.
Yeah, and
Oh,
all of
very
them.
nice.
Yeah.
I was just thinking Beyond the Akula Rift, that one
Yep.
where he's banging that thing, and then you find out what it is, and it's like. But the thing is, a lot of people are horrified by that, but me being a weirdo, I'm like, the thing actually cares for him. So,
It's like
and if
watching
you
Galaxy Quest when the tentacles come out, right? It's
yeah.
just like
I
gives it like,
really like
oh.
happy endings. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you're missy piling it on.
You're just like, you know what, man? But no, I thought that show had a lot of really interesting dynamics
Yeah,
all
the
across the
love
board.
that show. I
Yeah,
just
the
like the, yeah.
Conquistador. Remember the Conquistador
Yeah.
one with the woman in the
Yes.
water? The
Yeah, that was
siren?
one of my favorites.
Siren,
Oh
yeah,
my
that's one of my
God.
favorites too. And that's horrific. I mean, that's a horror story,
Yeah.
Yes.
Supernatural
Yeah.
fantasy horror. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a
Or
brilliant show.
what's the one, the Ratmageddon about the
Oh,
cyborg
love that. Yeah.
yeah.
scorpion killing all
So good. Yeah, so good.
the mice? And the cats.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I like
how the
the
cats are interwoven through everything, and it's just really
Yeah.
The one with
Oh,
the big monster on the ship, the crab monster, the
the
big
guy
giant.
makes the deal
Oh
with
yeah.
the
Oh
crab.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that one with yes, that one still is really creepy though. The animation is gorgeous on that one,
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, such a good show. So,
Yeah.
did anyone watch The Exorcist that was on Fox for two seasons?
I did
No,
not.
I watched the first episode and I was like, I can't do it.
Oh, the first season is so good. So good. The second season not as successful, but the first season was is brilliant. Really, really good. But the greatest thing in the second season is that it has a nod to Exorcist 3, which is really kind of cool. It was great to
Ooh,
see.
Gemini Killer.
I'm not gonna say. You gotta watch it.
Damn.
But when you see it, you will know immediately what they're doing. Like, here's here, yep. Well, how about did anyone watch the Sleepy Hollow TV series? Also, I think on Fox.
Oh,
It was like a
no, I
detective,
think I watched it, but
became
I
a
don't remember.
I
I
watched
kind
the
of thing.
first year of it.
When
I
was
watched the
that?
first year of it?
Yeah, the first year was fun. We stopped like halfway into the second one because it just got bad.
Oh,
Just
I
like
don't, yeah. That's it, kind of, yeah.
just like with the Lucifer show, it
Yep.
stopped becoming interesting where he was doing something threatening and hurting people to like, oh, so Lucifer, the extent of your powers is to like change the dice like a Jedi in episode one. Like, it just became so bad. And it was just like,
You're fucking Lucifer. You
I
can do
know.
stuff.
Show me that you're fucking Lucifer, right? Do something. Yeah. And Sleepy Hollow is funny. And there's another one. It's on Netflix, Lockwood and Co. Anyone see that one?
Oh, the comics are great.
Are they?
Yeah, they're amazing. It's what's his name? Stephen King's son,
Joe Hill.
Joe Hill
Yeah.
writes them. And then this artist is just insane. It's
Are we talking about
so
Lock and Key?
yeah, Lock and
No,
Key. Oh,
Lockwood and
sorry.
Co.
Yeah,
Lock and
sorry.
Key. No, that's fine. Lock and Key. I totally agree with you on
Yeah.
all those. This is Lockwood and Co. and
No,
Company.
sorry
I'm not
about it. Yeah.
familiar. Right.
It's
I'm looking at it right now.
a British one about teens. This is a world where ghosts can be seen by certain teenagers. Certain young kids can see ghosts. And so that they're the only ones who can have a chance of catching them. All these malevolent spirits are everywhere. So there are these groups of like kids who going
So are they
around.
being cultivated
Well,
to
that's
do
the
that?
thing. It's like there was only the one season, unfortunately, because I think there was more to go. But that was when COVID, right before COVID, and then it just never
Yep.
came back to it. But the kids can see ghosts. So there's this like kind of a rival between these Ghostbuster groups, these
You know,
kids
his
and.
parents are right.
So there was that element as well, but it's very British. But the kids are likable, and it has really good elements of horror, and not just like kid stuff. It's like there were some genuinely creepy scenes mixed in. So that's a really good show.
Oh, that's
Well, I
cool.
think that segues interesting into interestingly into Stranger Things. What did
Oh
you guys think of
yeah,
that?
first season loved it, but I quickly lost interest. It's just.
I lost interest around season three, even though there were some cool visuals, apparently. But the big monster made out of human corpses in the second season,
It's been not
that
bad.
was some horror nightmare
Yeah.
fuel right
Oh,
there.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah, I
liked
kind of.
all of the seasons. I thought they were all good. Maybe not the last one, not as much, but I like that it takes its time. I like the characters, and it's nice seeing the cast as they age and that friendship feels palpable.
That kind of
But
freaks me out seeing them age because
yeah.
because they age so
They
much
did such
between
a
seasons. Yes. Yep.
and the time frame in which that story takes place, it reminds me of being a kid.
Yes.
Right.
And
And going back to Walking Dead for a second, what Gadfly was saying is that Walking Dead, because whenever the kid had Carl, he would keep getting these big growth spurts in between seasons. And so to explain it, he would have to make the next season a time jump. It had to be
Yeah.
like 4 years later because now Carl's a foot taller
Yeah.
than he
Call me
was.
Rondo. Yeah,
Yeah.
sorry.
Yeah. Did any of you guys see the NBC Dracula? It was on 2013. It was only on one season.
Yes, I thought that was actually very well done.
I didn't watch that. I don't even remember that happening.
I don't,
Yeah.
no idea.
Yeah, me either.
I remember it being a pretty good show, actually. Who played Dracula in that?
I
I'm trying to
forget
remember.
he's an actor, but he they stopped
He's an
because
actor.
He is an
Yeah,
actor. No, I
he's
was just saying he's an
an actor.
actor.
Arrow, sit down, ladies
But
and
I'm also
gentlemen.
he's also an alcoholic, and that was why they had to cut the show. He
Oh, John
was getting more
Carradine.
and more
Yeah.
difficult to work with. But he apparently he's just had this problem with other acting gigs as well. But I don't remember his name, but he was brilliant. I thought he was wonderful.
Buster Brooks.
Because it's
Right.
yeah, it's Because they brought in, you know,
Dean
like
Martin.
Nikola Tesla, and
Because,
this kind of Victorian kind of the, you know, it
well,
was
that's
about Dracula in
shocking.
Victoria and stuff. It was kind of
Yes.
no, it was kind of awesome. And I like the premise. And there's like the anti-vampire like hunters and groups, and you know, there's all these things that they were setting into motion, which I really liked. And
Oh, that does sound kind of fun, though. Yeah.
yeah, it was done well. I thought it was, you know, it was good. I mean, it may not, after only 12 years, maybe it won't hold up now, but I would think it might, because I thought it was pretty good.
Do you
Needs
remember
to be
Marvel's
redone.
Marvel Comics quick little? They did a Halloween thing. It was like a special broadcast called Werewolf by Night.
Werewolf by
Oh yeah,
Night.
on Disney.
That was
Yes.
amazing.
Oh, that
Oh
was on.
yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I couldn't remember what that was on.
Yeah, Disney, yeah.
Yeah, because this year for Halloween they re-released it in color. They did a color
Oh,
version
okay.
of it.
Okay.
Oh, the black and white made it great. The
Boring.
Yes,
black and white version is
very
way better. Don't
universal.
bother with the color.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Black and white is so much better.
I was
So the guy,
really hoping for more.
I kind of was too. I thought it was
Kind
going to
of.
be a show.
I was kind of hoping to see the
Yeah.
Frankenstein, but
The guy who
the
played
monster.
Dracula, his name, it looks like when you see it says Clace Bang, Bang is the last name. But apparently it's pronounced Klespan.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he was
Crazy.
great.
Well, okay. But
Danish actor.
another show that we haven't talked about, which is kind of in this whole genre, that I don't know necessarily horror, but that's a whole nother argument. Dexter.
Yes.
Ah,
Oh,
yes.
okay.
I've never seen it. Oh,
Oh,
just
Dexter is a
first season.
fantastic show.
First season's great. They kind of lose the sense of humor that they had in the first season.
They
You know,
do.
it
They
kind of gets
do.
more and more grim, which it's still good, but that first season just is fucking amazing. It's so dark humor, you know, that it's, yeah, it's great. The
Yep.
other one, Dexter's great. The other one that I saw was Penny Dreadful. Have you guys ever seen Penny Dreadful?
Oh,
Oh, Penny
yeah.
Dreadful, the
Yeah, a couple
first couple
episodes.
seasons I thought
Yes.
were fantastic.
They are
They're
fantastic.
great.
Yeah,
I
I thought
saw a
it was.
little bit of it. The direction that they were going is kind of interesting. It was, yeah, they
It
made
was
it
great.
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, the way they played Frankenstein's monster was amazing, you know, and you know, just yeah, just, I really enjoyed that a lot, you know, and they kept, there was a lot of mystery. You didn't know who was who at sometimes and what, you know, what they could do, and you know, and then it starts to get, they start to do these really nice subtle reveals. So I thought, and it's shot beautifully. I mean, it's like a, you know, high-end film.
Yeah.
Another one that is, I mean, it definitely harkens to the theme is Hannibal, the show.
Oh
Yeah, I was going to
yeah.
mention that too.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
Mads Mikkelsen is, I mean, he's fantastic. He's just
Oh.
so great as
He's
Hannibal
a better
Lecter.
Hannibal than Anthony Hopkins was. Oh yeah.
Fight,
He got
fight, fight.
they gave him two
Fight.
seasons to flesh it out.
I
They
liked
gave
him.
him
I
two
liked
seasons
I
to
like
flesh it
him.
out.
Oh,
That's what
yeah.
made it better.
Yeah,
He,
I just like
there
the
was never a
hallucination.
time in this. Go ahead,
No,
Gavin. Go
I
ahead.
just saying I like the hallucinatory feeling of that whole series.
Yes.
I even liked it when they switched over to whoever played Scully. What's her name?
Gillian Anderson.
Yeah,
Gillian
Gillian
Anderson. Yeah.
Anderson. Yeah, even when they switched over to that,
Gillian.
I thought that was really kind of creepy too. So yeah, just that weird hallucination kind of thing that was
Well,
crazy.
the part that always stuck with me was when, when Dollar Hyde, the final fight with Dollar Hyde, and how just the imagery, when when he walks over to get Hannibal, you for a flash you see he has wings, but he
Yeah.
really doesn't. Or
Oh,
then when
you
his
mean
throat
Red
gets split,
Dragon?
and, yeah, the Red Dragon, the blood
Oh yeah.
wings that form
Yeah.
behind him as he's, I mean, all the imagery in that show is just so fantastic.
Yep.
Very well done. Very well done.
And I was amazed how much gore they let that show get away with, because that was a network
Yes.
show. That
It's
wasn't
FX.
even
It was
like
FX
FX
though.
or,
Yeah, it was
yeah,
FX.
that's
Like
true.
extremely gory.
Well, and what's interesting is to make, and I thought this was an interesting take, they wanted to be sure that the food being prepared looked good. Like you as the audience, they wanted you to be like, this is good. This looks
Right.
tasty. So they had actual chefs come
Yeah.
in and prepare like these really exquisite looking meals out of, real food, obviously. But then when you, it's a juxtaposition.
Are you sure?
That's the thing. Because you see what Hannibal's doing, and then you see him prepping it, and it's some of it. I'm like, man, I'd try that. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Takes long it's pig okay. to a whole other level.
Yeah, long pig. Long pig.
We should have been suspicious when the appetizer was finger sandwiches with head cheese.
Leg of Miss Lamb.
Yeah. Shishka Bob.
Patty Pate.
I like Shishka Bob. That's great. Shishka Bob.
It's a whole new line of Garbage Pail Kids cards.
I can see a Tar and Feather episode or skit coming out of that too.
Yeah, shish kebab.
Shish kebab.
Well, they did the, what was it? It was the Herschel Gordon Lewis movie. What was it? They did the
You or Me Next.
It's like which some one? Diner. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe it was diner? Undertaker.
Oh, you mean
Undertaker and his pals? But anyway, they're at the diner, you know, serving the, of course, the.
You're not talking about
that they get.
Blood Feast, are you?
Blood
Ramses the Egyptian. How about an Egyptian feast?
Yeah, was not it seen
for 4,000 years?
Yes.
I thought one of the early ones, you know, was like, you know, they serve at the diner, you know, they kill a Miss Lamb, then they serve leg of lamb next day on the diner. Special today is.
That's good. It's like an EC horror. EC Comics, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Herschel Gordon.
Has anyone watched
the not done well movie? At all, so
Sizzling Bacon?
Has anyone watched the newer version of Creepshow that Greg Nicotero does on Shudder?
Yep.
You know, all I kinds have seen fun, a few of
just
those
like
episodes.
That just like the 80s movies, yep. Superman. Like they each it's a half hour each episode, you get two stories each episode. But it's by Craig Nicotero of Walking Dead.
Yep. Yeah, they're fun.
And like they do like the Stephen King, George Romero's movies, and like the comics used to be. You'd have one thing that would be batshit terrifying, but then the other half would be either silly or funny, you know. Mm-hmm. So it kind of gave you a balance each episode, so you weren't just stressed out the entire half hour. Mm-hmm. But it's like I get Shudder through AMC Plus, but. Yeah, Creepshow. There's, I think, three or four seasons of it now on Shudder / AMC Plus. But yeah, really worth a watch.
Yeah, Shudder's
as fun as the 80s movies.
Yeah, Shudder's the only streaming service I pay for besides Amazon. So, and it's because they've got a lot of crazy good stuff on there. And then it's got Bob's Last Drive-In, which is great because you can watch some of the movies they lose the licenses to. But they have this one where it's just Joe Bob. So all they do is play the segments from in between.
Yep.
Those are great. It's hilarious. And what is it? Darcy the Mail Girl?
Darcy the Mail Girl.
Yeah, she's a stripper and a porn star. And you know, that's how she really makes her living. But she's a fucking cinephile. Like, even Bob's going, he's going, where the fuck did you get that? You know, he's like, you know,
and especially she is a horror cinephile.
Yes, exactly.
Like, she comes up with some obscure trivia just off the top of her head during those segments.
Well, then she does cosplay from each of the movies too, which are great.
She always shows up. Right, because I was watching Halloween 4 yesterday.
Why?
And
this is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.